the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. La siyama baqiyatillah fil aradin. Ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. Wa ja'alana min a'wanihi wa ansarih. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. According to a hadith from Imam Kazim alayhi salam, Imam alayhi salam said, Ya Hisham, inna lillah ala nas hujjatayn. Truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has two types of proof or two types of communicating his will to us. One is Hujjatan zahira, the external, the outward proof, and the second is Hujjatan batina, the inward or the internal proof. فَأَمَّا الظَّاهِرَ فَالرُّسُلُ وَالْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالْأَئِمَّةِ. The external, which is the first one, أَمَّا الظَّاهِرَ, the external one, الرُّسُل, the messengers, وَالْأَنْبِيَاء, the prophets. You know that every messenger is a prophet, but not necessarily every prophet is a messenger. Ar-Rusul are just some of the prophets. وَالْأَئِمَّةِ, and imams also can be here in the sense of successors to the prophet, or it can be in a general sense, in the sense of every divinely appointed leader who has been given the position of imama, which includes also some of the prophets like Prophet Ibrahim. In any case, these divinely appointed leaders who have been given the task of guiding people, these are external or outward hujja of Allah. وَأَمَّا الْبَاطِنَ فَالْأُغُولِ. But the one that is functioning within is reason or intellect. Now, let's talk about the role of the prophets. Me and you can invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we don't have any authority from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you with me? When we invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't have any authority from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the prophet invites people towards Allah, he has authority from Allah. He is appointed by Allah to invite people. It's a big difference. It's impossible that a person who listens to the prophet and goes to Allah would be rejected. What about us? When we invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we do this in our own name, there is a chance of being rejected. If you do it by the authority of the prophet, then it would not be rejected. So if you do it in the name of the prophet, then you would be given authority by the prophet. So you become like representative of the representative of Allah. That works. But if you want to do it in your own name, it doesn't work. No one can take people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without being given the blessing by Allah or by the one who has blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, you can just show them the way. You cannot take them there. You can just show them the way, not taking them there. In any case, you are da'iyan ilallah bi'idhnihi. You invite people towards Allah with the blessing of Allah, with the permission of Allah. وَالسِّرَاجَ الْمُنِيرَ. This is very beautiful. You are not just taking people from darkness to light. لِيُخْرَجَكُم مِّنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Not only that, you have not just brought them Quran, which is Nur Mubin. You yourself are Siraj Munir. You yourself give light. How the Prophet manages to give light?
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Sometimes people have light for themselves, but how Prophet manages to give light and doesn't go out of energy, out of oil. He is constantly giving this light, and not only this light is not becoming weaker, indeed it becomes stronger and stronger. How? Because Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah is the one who sends salutation along with His angels to you to take you from darkness to light. When it comes to the Prophet, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. For the Prophet, this is guaranteed. For the Prophet, this is not conditional on him remembering Allah, because the Prophet has guaranteed to remember Allah all the time. Me and you, as long as we remember Allah, Allah will send us salutations. Allah will take us to light. For the Prophet, remembrance of Allah is permanent. Therefore, Allah's sending salutation is continuous. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Allah and His angels keep sending salutations to the Prophet. Now you realize why he is Sirajan Munira. He has all the time this light, not only for himself. He is Rahmatan Lil Alameen. This light is for everyone. There are people who close their eyes. There are people who close their eyes and also put something in front of their eyes. But the light of the Prophet is there. He has no restriction. He doesn't discriminate. He doesn't say, my light is for Arabs. My light is for Middle Eastern people. My light is only for Muslims. His light comes from light of Allah. Light of Allah is for Samawati wal Arz. The light of the Prophet is للعالمين, because the light of the Prophet comes through guidance, and therefore it is for عالمين, not anything which has no capacity of understanding.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to serve Islam inshallah with all our energy and talents. May inshallah Allah keep us away from betrayal to Islam. May Allah inshallah keep us away from doing anything which would sadden the heart of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. May Allah make the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman as soon as possible and as early as possible. May Allah enable us inshallah to be always on the right path with our children and our friends. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the marhumin, especially marhumin of brothers and sisters here and those who have rights upon us, our ulama, our maraji, our teachers, our martis, the late Imam Khomeini. May Allah enable them to be with Muhammad and Al Muhammad right now. May Allah give healing and shifa to all the people who are ill. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين
فرش التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حول الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلاء
فرش التراب.